I think all of the readings today tell us in a very wonderful way that we belong to Christ and no one else. And once we know who we belong to, we can fully give ourselves to Him. And then He, in turn, will do great things that our mind cannot comprehend. Just like what St. Peter did today. The Lord in our very own lives too continue to wow us, continue to amaze us with things that are beyond our imagination or feeble comprehension. The things that He continued to take care and continue to do in each and every one of our lives are oftentimes unseen, unknown, or uncomprehended by us. But yet the goodness of the Lord continued to tell us to trust in Him so that we belong to Him. Just like He said to St. Peter today, put out into the deep water, into the unknown, and you will find, you will catch things that are greater than what you have caught before. Over and over again, we in our very own Christian's life too, our prayer life, our spiritual life, our life of worship, need to be put out into the deep, into the unknown. For our faith should never ever keep us behind a comfort zone, a palace, a castle that we have built for our own, but help us to go on an adventure of true greatness, an adventure of leaving everything that we have built for ourselves to follow Christ. That's why Jesus said, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid and come and follow me in following the Lord. Of course, we will be filled with fear. We will be afraid at times, especially the unknown, the things that that are beyond our control. But the Lord said, come, follow me. What did that mean? That means in following Him, we're never alone. In following Him, He will never abandon us. In following Him, we will always be provided for from His own generosity beyond what we ourselves could ever understand or see or felt or at times too can grasp with our human reason. Today too we celebrate Saint Gregory the Great. As a matter of fact, the name the Great or Maximus in Latin is only given to a few saints. Gregory the Great, Leo the Great, and Albert the Great. There are only a few saints that were given the name Great. Of course, there are many people petitioning that John Paul II be named the Great too, but that's not official yet. As of today, we only have a few saints that are named the Great because of their contribution to the life of the church or their knowledge or their sanctification that really changed the aspect of the church. Saint Gregory the Great, what a wonderful monk, and he was a very faithful monk. And in the office of reading today, he said when he was living in the monastery before he was chosen to be the pope, he loved the monastery life because he had enough time to pray and enough silence to pray. But ever since he was chosen to be the Pope, his life changed around. He had to meet every people from different paths. Some people who are genuinely seeking the good and seeking holiness. Some people were using the church. And so having to meet all of them and having to worry about the good of the church, the good of all the monasteries, as well as the political side of the church, he said it had cost him a lot of distraction, a lot of worries, and those responsibilities oftentimes deter him from being completely united with God. And how he yearned to go back to the monastery, to go back to the time where he was more in line and acute to the Lord. But he said his job or his vocation is to be a watchman that watch and care for the people entrusted to him. So even though his desire is to have this time of silence, the time when he can just spend with the Lord, the time that are more disciplined, the time that are more simple, he knows his responsibility, his duties, and he just asked that the Lord continue to be faithful to him and grant him the wisdom so that he can be a faithful watchman to care for the people and trust it to them, to watch, to make sure that there's no robber, there's no one that could harm the church. So through the intercession of Saint Gregory the Great, we ourselves too could relate to what he can say. There are a lot of things that are going on in our lives right now. And sometimes those things deter us and pull us away from God. But may we know how to be watchful. May we know how to return back to the Lord. May we know how to let them go at times so that we can ascend to the mountain to look up to the Lord, to receive from him, and also see things that are clearer, things that are greater than what is going on in front of us right now. So cast ourselves into the deep, into the generosity, the love of God, and let us taste the faithfulness and the love that he promised to us beyond what our eyes can see and our senses can comprehend.